So before we start the shiur today, the title we learned this evening is dedicated Leilui Nishmas of Moshe Ber Binyamin. And I think this is the father of our dear friend Benny Benjamin, family name Binyamin. And this and the Yortzeit is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was Shabbos Kodesh. Shianuach b'shalom ha'mishkava. You should be a Melech Yosef for the entire family. You should only know Roiv Nachas v'Simcha. So last week we already discussed the topic of Inyon HaDayom. I think we spoke about kidneys and various different minhogim regarding Shabbos. And today we will speak about another minig. Not only a minig, major controversy. 160 years ago, when the first matzahs were produced by machines, and the great sages, the great gedolim of that generation, had a very, very major machlokes about machine matzahs. And before we discuss the machlokes, we need to understand the fundamentals of this sugya. So, Psukim Daf Mem, we find in the Gemara, matzahs are only kosher if they were mishumar l'shem matzahs mitzvah. There's a fundamental concept of lishma. Contrary to the question of mitzvah sichas kavana, at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, and various additional sources in Shas, we find a machlokes amiron, mitzvah sichas kavana or ein sichas kavana, referring to brochas kriya shema, matzah, moror, shofar. Is a person yoitza with a mitzvah without having any intention to perform a mitzvah? The most classical example is hatokeya l'shir. He's blowing the shofar just because he enjoys the music. Was he yoitza or not? That machlokes has nothing to do with the concept of lishma. Lishma is a totally different idea. In which mitzvahs do we find the concept lishma? Ksiva sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos. Ibud haklaf and ksiva must be lishma. Get. A get must be written lishma. Tzitzis must be produced and made and tied onto the beged l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Otherwise, you can't be yotze. They're not kosher tzitzis. And if you say a bracha, it's a bracha levatonah. In Sukkah Daf Tes, there's a machlokes Beishamai and Mesillah regarding mitzvah sukkah. According to Beishamai, a sukkah must be built l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Beisillah disagrees, v'halochei kibeisillah. Sukkahs ganvach v'sukkahs surakbash were not made l'shem mitzvah sukkah, and nevertheless, kosher sukkahs. So we find sukkah, tzitzis, get, Sefer Torah, and let us just realize in all four examples, we're not dealing with Kiyum HaMitzvah at all. We're just dealing with the way you make or build the Cheftz of the Mitzvah, and that is an earlier stage. Making the Tzitzis, building the Sukkah, writing the Sefer Torah, writing a get, that is before you perform the actual Mitzvah. It is preparing the Cheftz of the mitzvah, so one could really understand that it has nothing to do with mitzvah sichas kavana. At this stage, you're not performing the mitzvah, you're not even performing a mitzvah. And that is the concept of lishma. We do find two different sources in which lishma is associated with the performance of a mitzvah, and that is avodas hakorbanos, the very first Mishnah in Masechet Zevachim. So the Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam and Zulika Sadam, those are avoiders that need to be performed the Shema, and those are defined as mitzvahs. Mila, Machloikis Tanuana by the Zorach of Zayin, whether Mila needs to be Lishma. So in some sources, we do find the concept of lishma regarding the performance of a mitzvah, but in most sources, no. It is preparing the cheftza for the performance of a mitzvah at a later stage. So the basic idea of Lishmo is Yichud. Mitzvah Sichas Kavon is more about the Gavra, the way you perform a mitzvah. Lishmo is Liached et Hadavar, to designate the Get Lishem Habal Ve'isho, designate the Avoidus for the specific Korban, which it is, designate the Sukkah for Sukkah's mitzvah. That is the difference between Mitzvah Sichas Kavon, which is a Machloikis, and Lishma, which is not a Machloikis Ameroam. In most sugis I mentioned, Kuli Alma Moedim. So one of the sources of Lishma is Shimur Matzah's Mitzvah. You cannot be Mekayim Mitzvah's Matzah Beleil Aseder only with Matzahs that were Mishamer, Lishem Matzah's Mitzvah. But Matzah seems to be different than all the others, and it seems to stand apart. Because regarding tzitzis, we must make the tzitzis l'shei mitzvahs tzitzis. L'shittas b'shamay, we must erect and build the sukkah l'shei mitzvahs sukkah. But by matzahs, you don't need to make the matzah l'shei matzahs mitzvah. You need to be meshamer the matzah menachimus l'shei matzahs mitzvah. Because regarding matzah, the posuk says, u'shmartem es ha-matzahs. It's not the production of the matzahs that requires lishma. It is the shmira of the matzah that requires lishma. So there's a machloikis in the Gemara in Psochem Daf Mem, and we find the same machloikis in the Poiskim as well. From what stage is shmira l'shei matzahs mitzvah required? Everybody agrees, melisha ve'elech, because that is when water is combined with the grain, with the wheat, and therefore, potentially, there is a chashash chimutz. But there is an opinion in the Gemara and a Shulchan Aruch as well. Tov Nun Gimel Siv Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Toiv Lizor Ulishamer Mishas Ktsira, Lechala Pochais Mishas Tchina. Lechatchila, Shimu L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah should begin. Ktsira, lefoches tchina, leikuva it is only melisha ve'elach. And then we find an additional halachah in Tov Samach Sif Aleph. You cannot produce matzahs. You cannot have non-Jews working in the matzahs, or chereish shoyte ve'kotten, because you need shimu l'shem matzahs mitzvah. So regarding Chereish Shoyte Vekotin, She'enom B'nei Das, they don't have Das, therefore they cannot designate. They cannot do anything Lishma. And any halacha that requires Lishma, Chereish Shoyte Vekotin, are exempt. Neither could you use a non-Jew. Well, a non-Jew has Das. Aval Akum Adate Denafshei Ka'ovid. You cannot dictate to him and be confident that he will have in mind what you ask him to have in mind. And therefore, neither a goy nor chereshoy tevekotin are kosher to be misaskim in matzahs. So the Taz asks, if the mechaber in Siman Tov of Tov Nun Gimel says that lechatchila you need shemem mishas ktsira or mishas tchina, why doesn't he pasken in Siman Tov Samach that you cannot have a non-Jew or chereshoy tevekotin being koitzer chito or toichen kevach? Why does this halacha apply only melisha ve'elech? If the mechaber does pasken in Tov Nun Gimel that lechatchila we need shemem mishas ktsira or mishas tchina, there should be an additional halacha that lechatchila you cannot do the ktsira and the tchina with a non-Jew. But we do not find that halacha. So the Torah Zohar seems to say, and I emphasize seems to say, because if that is what he means, it's very unreasonable, and therefore I think we need to look for a different explanation of what he actually says, but he seems to say that there are shnei dinim in lishma by matzah's mitzvah. So the Taz says, from tzira till lisha, the idea of shimur is just mishum chimutz, and therefore doesn't depend on the person doing the tzira or the tchina. A supervisor could oversee, and he is responsible. Shouldn't be chometz. So Why would we care that a non-Jew or a Cheresh Oitevekon does actual the Tzira or the Tchina? But Melisha Ve'elech Tzorach Lishma Kamo Betzitzis, and therefore Cheresh Oitevekon Ve'goy, Psulim. That's what the Taz says. But how could there be Shnei Dinim B'matzes Mitzvah if there's only one Posek and one Tzivui? U'shemartem es ha-matzos. Contrary to Sukkah and Tzitzis, and Get, and Kachim, and the other sources in which we find Asiyah, no, not two dinim, but Asiyah, the Kosev lo, the Ksiva needs to be Lishma. The Zovach, the Zvicha needs to be Lishma. But by Matzahs, all we have is Ushmartim is a Matzah. So what's the difference between before Elisha and after Elisha? And therefore, my argument is this, and this is the way I understand the task. There is only one din, and that is Shimur L'Shem Atzis Mitzvah. But the concept of Shimur is starkly different before Elisha than it is after Elisha. Before Elisha, it is passive. After Elisha, it is active. Before Elisha, what is demanded from the Shomer is just to see to it that water doesn't come in contact either with the wheat, with the tvua, or with the kemach. So all you need to do is supervise and check and verify that there is no water anywhere close to the tvua or to the kemach. But once you did Elisha and the wheat was exposed to water, the only way to prevent chimutz is working with the dough. So that is shimur. It's a different form of shimur. It is an active shimur and no longer a passive one. Yes, there could be a mezgiach kashas, but the mezgiach is only shomer shel ha-shomerim. But the people that are actually doing Shimmer are only the ones that ha'orchim v'hamaradedim and the regulars, because only them is asking with the matzah. It is they and only they that could prevent chimutz. And therefore the Shimmer is an active Shimmer. So as long as it wasn't exposed to water, in the stages of Tzira and Tchina, Shimur doesn't depend on the Koitzer or the Teichin. The Shimur is performed by the one that is responsible to prevent Bias Mayim. He does not have to be the person that's doing the Tzira or the Tchina, and therefore we don't care whether a Goy does it or a Yid. As long as a Jew is responsible and he is Meshamar, the Kemach and the Tvua, from chimutz, lo kach melisha ve'elach. The only way to prevent chimutz, melisha ve'elach, is le'isasek imabotzek, working the dough. And therefore, the people producing the matzahs, they are shomer min chimutz. You might need a supervisor if you don't trust them, but he is just a shomer shel ha-shomerim. He cannot perform the shimur. The shimur is performed by the people working with the matzahs, and therefore they can neither be non-Jews or cheresh shayte vekon. So according to the way I understand it, there are no shnei dinim. It is only about shimur, not about asiyah. But shimur is different la'achal isha than it is before isha. And shimur shala'achal isha, in all practicality, is making the matzahs. So from the practical point of view, yes, that is what the Taz means. It's like tzitzis. You must make the tzitzis with Shem tzitzis. You must make the matzah with Shem matzah mitzvah. Not because by matzah there is a din of asiyah, because the only way to be meshamer matzahs menachimutz after Elisha is only by producing the matzahs as fast as possible. Toch chai dakois, and working with the matzah all the time. And that is why we don't mind if the koitzrim and the toichanim are non-Jews or chereshayt of a cotton. But it does depend on Lisha ve'elach. So these are the basic sugyas. The basic sugyas and the two different forms of shimur. And the nafkamen, legabe nochri, chereshoyte vekot. So 160 years ago, the first machine masses were brought to be. And Reb Shloime Kluger was one of the greatest gedolim of that generation. One could say Reb Shloime Kluger, together with the Shoel HaMeishiv, were the poisk gadol, and he was adamantly opposed to machine masses. And he produced and he published a kuntres b'shem named Moido al Beis Yisroel. And in this kuntres we find the tshuvas of Reb Shloime Kluger, of the Divrei Chaim, the Tzan Zarov. And the tshuvas of the Divrei Chaim are also in the tshuvas Divrei Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simachov, Gimel, and Chov Dalet, Chidush Arim. So the Divrei Chaim was the Tzanzer, Chidush Arim was the first Gerer Rebbe, the Talmud of the Kotzker Rebbe. Rabbi Avraham Lechechanov was one of the greatest Gedolim and Tzaddikim in Poland, and Rav Moshe Zev Ettinger. And that name has special significance, as I will immediately explain. That very same year, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natan Zon, who was the only gadol of that generation that could compare and compete with Reb Shloime Kluger. Reb Shloime Kluger and Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natan Zon were the two poisk gadol. They were both gedolei Galitzia. Reb Shloime Kluger was abroad, and Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natan Zon was in Lemberg, Lvov, and he is the Shoel HaMeishiv. And he published a contest which was named Bitl Maidoa, against the Maidoa Leveis Yisrael. And he was Matir Machine Matzis. And that is Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natan Zon. Together with him, we find the tshuva of the Ksav Sofer, the great son and disciple and mamshech of the Ksav Sofer. And the Ksav Sofer was Matir. And in Pressburg, they had a factory that produced machine matzis. And that was a very major machlokes. What was it about? There were two basic arguments and many subtitles, but the two basic arguments were, first of all, the gedolim that came out against machine matzis were justly afraid, where will this be going? You know, the Chasam Sofer coined his famous phrase, Chodesh Osem Min HaTorah. If we permit matzahs produced by machines, who will be responsible? What type of machines? Even 200 years ago, they were aware of the nature of technology. You know, if you give a green light to technology, it's very difficult to control. So who will check different machines and different devices, and technology, by its very nature, evolves and develops? So they were really afraid of chometz mamish. It is very difficult to clean machines, and it's very difficult to verify in such short times that there will be no dough stuck here or stuck there. And even if we will produce a magic machine that is foolproof and there could be no chometz, but who knows whether tomorrow's machine and the machine coming a day after tomorrow will be just as reliable. So it's quite obvious in their tshuvas, they were afraid of where these machines might be going. But there was a very clear halachic argument as well, and that is defining lishma. When people use machines, is that considered maaseh ha'odom? Could a person have kavana lishma, then it's not him doing what he's doing with his own power and his own hands. He's actually using mechanized systems and machines. Would that be defined as koyach ha'odam? Would that be defined as masa ha'odam? Would that be similar to one person having kavona lishma when other people are making the matzahs? So in our case, a machine is making the matzahs. So would the kavonas lishma of a person putting on or off those machines, would that be valid? Would that be considered lishma? And that was part of the argument. So Reb Shloime Kluger and many other gedolim felt that, no, well, the person is the prime mover. He puts on the machine, but after all, it's a machine. And it is not considered maaseh ha'odam. And therefore, his machsheves lishma is irrelevant. That would not be significant. And others argued, no, after all, he is the one putting those machines on and off. He is the one taking care of those machines, and therefore his machsheves lishma is just as good as if he would be doing the matzis with his own hands and his own koyach. And that is an interesting argument. Defining when people use machines, is that masa ha'adam? So this machlokes had very many waves, shock waves, I don't know how to define them, but it was a big machlokes. And the most ironic part was Reb Yosef Shon Atenzon and the Motches of Ettinger were brothers-in-law, and they were the best of friends. And when Reb Yosef Shon Atenzon married into the Ettinger family, was a very renowned family in Lemberg, he was 17 years old, and his older brother-in-law was 21. And these two Gedolim, these two Iluim, wrote many Svarim together. They penned and authored many Svarim together. The very first one came out the first year when Reb Yosef Shon Atenzon married. And that was Yamei Talmud and Bava Kama, written by their uncle, who passed away young, and their Hagoes, Mefor Shehayam. And in that sefer, which I have in my house, it's a very unique sefer, those two Yungalite corresponded with all the Zkenim of that generation. And they have letters, correspondence with Reb Mordechai ben Netra, Reb Akiva Eger, the Chasam Sofer. And it is amazing how the Zikne Hador respected those two Yungalite. And when that Sefer came out, Reb Yosef Shon Atenzon was 17 years old. The most important Sefer they wrote together is Mogen Geboirim, Shulchan Aruch HaChaim. And the Mishneh Berurah quotes him almost in every Sefer in Mishneh Berurah. And when the Mogen Geboirim came out, Reb Yosef Shon Atenzon was 19 years old, and his brother-in-law was 23. And they were extremely close friends, and they wrote many Svarim together, till they parted paths in the controversy over machine matzis. And they were never the same after that machlokes. And then each wrote his own Svarim. So maybe ultimately, Min HaShemayim, it was destiny. Reb Yosef Shol wrote the Sheol HaMeishev, Reb Mordechai Zev wrote the Mama Mordechai, which is also an extremely important Sefer Shal Sechugas Mama Mordechai. And a generation after those great Gedolim, the Machlokes continued. Chuvas Maharsham. Chelek Beis Simetet Zayin sides with the Sheol HaMeishev, and he sees nothing wrong with machine matzahs. The Avnei Nezer, who was a contemporary of the Marsham, and goes without saying, he's Nimshech after the Chiddush Arim. Those were the Gedolim and Tzaddikim in Poland. The Chiddush Arim was the Gerer Rebbe, and the Avnei Nezer was the Sacher Tshever Rebbe. And in a way, he was the son-in-law of the Kotzke Rebbe, and the Chiddush Arim was a Talmud of the Kotzke Rebbe. And the Avnei Nezer is against Mashiach Matzis, and the Avnei Nezer writes very harshly against the Marsham. And he writes, Ech ya'iz zvuv katzutz knafayim lachlok ala nesho asher bashamayim. Rhymes, rhymes. I didn't know he's a paitan, he's a mishurer as well, Avnei Nezer. Not only a rebbe and a great gadol. But the Marsham was anything but a zvuv katzutz knafayim. Oh, he was the king of the eagles. He was the melech haneshorim. Anything but a zvuv katzutz knafayim. And he had his opinion. So I just mean to point out that this was a big, big machloikas between Gedolim, one generation after the other. And Adi Yoyim Zeh, you know, Hasidim would never touch machine matzahs. Many others as well. But there are many good Jews that eat machine matzahs. I'm a disciple, I'm a Talmud of the Kloizim Bagarevi. And the Divra Chaim to him was everything. Like a Bayev Arova. Like Rabbi Kiva v'Rabbi Eliezer, like the Rambam in the Ravid. And I remember the Kloizim Magareba was deeply disturbed when he heard that in Kiryatzanz Yerushalayim, which was a big shkuna, and they sell departments for every from Jew, they weren't Sanz Hasidim. And when the Klaizim Magareva heard that many people living in Kirtzanz Yerushalayim don't hold Rabbeinu Tam, Motzei Shabbos, and they eat Mishim Matzahs, he was very disturbed. And he asked to see, you know, the Choshevim members of the community, and they had a bigger sefer. And the Klaizim Magareva turns to the people and he says, what am I requesting? Just two things, keep Shabbos and don't eat chametz. Is that too much? Yes. Is that an exaggerated request? I mean, what am I asking from you? Just don't eat chametz and don't be machal Shabbos. That's all. Is that too much to ask? Too much to expect from you? By him, if you didn't keep Rabbeinu Tam Matzah Shabbos, machal Shabbos. If you ate Mishim Matzahs, you're eating chametz and Pesach. Divrei Chaim writes, it's chometz gomer. So I'm proud to be a Talmud of the Klaizim Magareva, but to me, if a person doesn't keep Rabbeinu Tam Matzah Shabbos, he's not a Machal Shabbos. And if he eats Mishim Matzahs, because his Zayde ate Mishim Matzahs and his Rebbe ate Mishim Matzahs, he's a good Jew, from my point of view. I know I have a nephew that married into the family of the Erloya Rav, and they ate Mishim Matzahs because the Ksav Sefer was Mati. He was shocked and taken aback that his father-in-law and his wife have been eating Mishim Matzahs all these years. Well, yeah. Nahara, nahara upashtei. Ish, ish v'min hagav. And both sides were gedoli yoylam. And one side, Reb Shlomo Kruger, and the Divrei Chaim, and the Chiddush Arim, and the other side, the Yisrael HaMeishim, and the Ksav Sefer. All were gedoli yoylam. And one of the points of friction of Machloikis was regarding Lishma. So the question that Taz deals with comes to mind once again. So even those that wouldn't eat Mishim Matzahs were never makbid that the Ktsira should be Ktsiras Yad. Ktsira was always performed by machines. Or the Tchina. Do they do Tchina by hand? Or the Tchina is always done by machines? So going back 150 years ago, usually they built Tachanot Kamech on rivers or waterfalls, taking advantage of the immense natural force of running water to turn the Avnei HaRachayim. At a later stage, turn the turbines to produce electricity. But whatever it is, they weren't makbid that the Ktsira and Tchina should not be done by machines. The whole controversy was in the matzah factory, not in the Tachanat Kevach, not in the Ktsira. So that is essentially the same question as the Taz asks, and we must explain the same answer, explaining in the same way. When we're dealing with Ktsira and Tchina, the Shimur is merely supervision. Just seeing that no water should touch the wheat, the tvor, or the kemach. Melisha ve'elech, it's different. Because the only way to be Mishama the Matzahs is working. So when a machine does the Aricha in Ridida and the various different stages, that is the question whether the kamana of the person is relevant and he could do Lishma. So for the past 2 years, they've been selling matzahs as if hand matzahs, and they're actually machine matzahs. And I am very angry about that. So there are two factories in which, I don't know in English what is the ridida tometzot, when you take a thick slice of dough and
knead,
K-N-E-A-D, right? Yeah. How do you pronounce it? Kneading?
To knead.
Okay. Okay. Hello. Kneading is not leisha. אני מדבר על עריכה. כשאתה מקבל חתיכת בצק ועם המערוך. Rolling? Okay. So actually, they have machines rolling the matzahs. The lisha is done manually, by hand. And then just like in any other hand matzah factory, they cut pieces. From that stage on, it's using different machines, still the matzahs go into the oven. So Choshev Rabbonim give a hechsher, and those matzahs are sold as if hand matzahs. By mistake, many people think that machine matzahs, the controversy is only by electrical machines. By the Tov Reish Yud Ches, there were no electrical factories yet. And the matzahs which were produced and which caused this entire controversy were mechanical machines and not electricity-run machines. They weren't mechanical machines. Machines were produced by people many, many years before electricity was discovered. And there are different type of machines. Even before the steam engines were produced, people took advantage of lachatz mayim, lachatz avir, galgalei shinayim, which by physical laws multiply the power and force of human beings by tens, by hundreds. Those were the early machine matzahs. They did not use electricity. And it is obvious in both kuntreisim that I quoted, Meidola Beis Yisrael from Reb Shloimeh Kluger and Bittel Meidola from Reb Yosef Shlomo Natanzon. Those the machines that were passed by many gedolim, not electrical machines. And it is quite obvious in Shuvas Marsham, because in Chelik Beis Simintes Zayin, the Marsham is Machshir machine matzahs. Chelik Dalet Simint Kuf Chof Tes, he says, no, machine matzahs are not Lishma. What is the difference between Chelik Beis Tezayin and Chelik Dalet Kuf Chof Tes? Chelik Beis Simintes Zayin is mechanical machines. The second Shuva, Chelik Dalet, was written Tov Reish Samechei, 40 years later. And at that stage, we're dealing with an electricity-run factory. So the Masham maintained, when it's run by electricity, that is no longer Lishma. So in the early machines, yes, it was human power. It was manpower. And a person turned a wheel. And by physical laws, one wheel turns another, and human power is multiplied by tens, by hundreds, or in hydraulic systems, or in other systems. So many gedolim maintained the initial koyach is the koyach of a human being. And the moment he will stop turning that wheel, everything stops. And therefore, it is considered masa odam, and it would be lishma. But when you're dealing with factories that are run by electricity, the Masham maintained that is not Lishma, which once again proves the early Gedolim that came out against machine matzahs came out against mechanical machines, and they felt Lishma would only be Lishma when the person is using his own koyach to make the tzitzis, to make the matzahs, and any other area that needs Lishma. So the question of machines regarding Lishma is really broader than the question of machine matzahs. And many gedolim deal with tzitzis that are produced by machines. And this shaila is not as old as machine matzahs. But it also goes back to the days of the Divrei Chaim. And the Divrei Chaim, Tshuvas Divrei Chaim Chelik Beis Simen Aleph and Simen Beis comes out against machine tzitzis. Some other gedolim in his time, day and age, also came out against machine tzitzis, and they argued that is not Lishma. Shalas Tshuvas Chesed Lavrom, he was a grandson of the Nesivis, one of the great gedolim in Galicia. He says, why not? As long as the person, the man, is the one that is the prime mover, and it is his koyach that is multiplied, and he's using those machines, once again, electrical machines, mechanical machines, it would be considered Lishma. At some later stage, primarily Gedolim of our time deal with Asiyas Sabbatim for Tefillin. So we have beautiful batim, and one of the reasons those batim are so precise and so beautiful is because we are using machines. Not electrical machines, in the real batim machas that have a hechsher of Hamish Gedolim, they don't use electrical machines, but they do use machines that are built on laws of physics. It's not exactly hydraulics, but various different devices. And basically, they're similar to the machines with the Gedolim Asad regarding machine masses. So, obviously, we do compromise to a certain extent when there is a real need, because without using those very basic machinery, it would be virtually impossible to achieve the precision that we have in the batim that we produce. And that is one of the reasons that our tefillin are far more mahuda than any tefillin our forefathers had anywhere in the world 100 years ago. So the question of lishma regarding different machinery is a complex one, and it affects many areas of our mitzvahs and our lives. Machine matzahs versus hand matzahs, tzitzis, batim, shel tefillin, and different areas. And the basic distinction is between electrically powered machines, which would not be considered lishma, because all the person is doing is putting on the switch, putting off the switch. But it's not koyach ha'odom at all, contrary to mechanical machines, in which we use different types of machinery and different principles to multiply human power, but ultimately it is the person exerting force and energy, and his energy is multiplied, and many Gedolim feel that that would be considered Lishma. So when I am opposed to those matzahs, it's not because from my point of view they're good or not good. I just say those people that for all these years are so makbid not to eat machine matzahs, they are entitled to know that these matzahs, by their basic definition, if we would ask the Divrei Chaim or the Chiddush Arim or Reb Shloimeh Kruger, they definitely would be defined as machine matzahs. And according to those Gedolim, they are not to be used on Pesach. So I think manufacturing and selling those matzahs as if they're matzahs yad is Geneva's Das, not only Geneva's Das, probably Geneva's Mamon as well, because those people wouldn't be buying those matzahs if they would know. He's a Tzanza Chosid, he's a Gera Chosid. If he would know that according to the Chiddush Arim or the Divrei Chaim, these are machine matzahs, he wouldn't be paying for them. So it's a question of Livna Yevel, I said, Mitzrayel. It's a question of Geneva's Das. And probably a question of Geneva's Momoin as well. So we discussed some very fundamental questions regarding Lishma by Asiyas HaMatzahs in general, and specifically the controversy regarding Machine Matzahs, and we discussed Machine Matzahs, Tzitzis, Asiyas HaBatim as well. And this question actually branches out to different areas as well. Avoidas Oretz B'Shvias or Melech HaShabbos. So when you do perform melechas with machines, we're not discussing closing an electrical circuit. We're discussing with different type of machines, lav davka electricity, or even electricity, but not closing the circuit, but performing different melechas with machines. Would that be considered Masa Odom, or would it be considered Grama? Once again, if you're dealing with electricity, that probably would define as Grama. But in many tshuvas I did write, there is a difference. When you're using an electrical drill or an electrical saw or any other electrical device you're using you're holding in your hand and you're using it, that definitely would be defined as Masa Odom, because after all, you have this drill in your hand, you're applying pressure. Why would it make a difference what the source of energy is? But when we're dealing with factory, it's not something you hold in your hand and ke chayme biyada yoitza. You're just turning on a switch and the machine just runs on its own, that would be defined as groma and not as a siyasa maisa. That is my basic principle, even though this is a big machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Reb Hesh Pesach Frank regarding using machines in agricultural work in Shnas HaShvius. Reb Hesh Pesach Frank and many other Gedolim argued it would be considered grama. And the Chazon Ish said no, just using machines would be considered masa ha'adam. Not only when it's a device you're holding in your hand, like an electrical drill or saw or any other electrical tool, even when we're dealing with machines, which all the person needs to do is just turn it on, turn it off, and it's totally automatic. According to the Chazon Ish, that would be defined as masa odam. According to many other gedolim, it would be defined as grama bilvad. So this is a very interesting sugya, and as I said, in this sugya, as in many others, ish v'menhagav, and as long as a person adheres to the menhagam of his minag avoysav and minag raboysav, he is on safe ground, but we do have to adhere to minhagi yisoel, and this is a point I made last week. And I just reiterate it and say it again. So this is our last opportunity before Pesach, and Be'ez Hashem, we will come together once again after Yom Tov. So let me just share some thoughts with you about Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that is essentially the neshama of Chag HaMatzis. And the many mitzvahs we have all boil down to Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipo Yetzias Mitzrayim. And many opportunities I discussed. What is essentially the difference between Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah just once a year, B'Leil HaSeder, and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is incumbent upon us every morning and every evening? Two different psukim. L'man tizkor Yom Tzeischa Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecho. That mitzvah applies all year round. As we read in Agodesh of Pesach. Zocher es hayoyim hazeh asher yetzosam emitzayim. That is the mitzvah which applies only once a year. Beleil tezvov, beleil aseino. And that is the mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. So in different opportunities I explained, essentially, two different concepts. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim would be defined and translated in English, you need to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is telling a story. What's the difference between Zechira and Sipa? So let me explain it with a mashal. So our little child can't fall asleep, little baby girl or baby boy, and he says, Abba, Daddy, tell me a story. Father sits down next to his crib and starts to think, oh, 20 years ago, after Abba and Ima got married, we lived in America and we came to live in Israel. That's it. And the child says, Abba, that's not a story. And the father says, oh, it isn't. You know, Mama had you in Shari Tzedek Hospital, that's where you were born. Child says, that's not a story. Will you call Mommy? Okay. Mommy knows how to tell a story. So the mother sits down next to her baby and she says, 20 years ago we lived in America. And then one day we so much longed to come back to Eretz Yisrael, the land of our forefathers. We've been dreaming about Eretz Yisrael for thousands of years. And then we called the company. And for 3 weeks, we were packing and packing and packing. And then we went to the airport with all our luggage, and it was such a stormy flight. And she's halfway through the story, and the baby is sound asleep. That's a story. Mama knows how to tell a story. So a story is all about details. Zechira is just, yeah, we were in America, we came to Israel. We were in Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. That's Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is about details. And the Rambam specifies Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Neflois. You need to stress that it was miraculous, that it was miracles. By Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you do not need to stress that. But by Sipi, you're not Yoitzer, unless the Rambam makes it clear, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Neflois Osu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavisenu B'Mitzrayim. So a boy comes home from Sunday school in America, from a modern school, B'Leila Seder. His father asks him, what did they tell you about Yetzias Mitzrayim? And he says, thousands of years ago, our people were in an ancient land, Egypt, and the leader of that country was a cruel dictator. It wasn't a democracy at all. And the dictator wasn't liberal at all. He was a cruel dictator. And then after hundreds of years, a Jewish leader rose. His name was Moshe, and he was extremely charismatic. And he gave hope for the people, and he encouraged them, and he organized a rebellion. And they rebelled, and they overthrew, and they left the land. Every word he said is emes. Pare wasn't a liberal at all. He was a cruel dictator. And ancient Mitzrayim wasn't a democracy. We all assumed that Moshe was a charismatic leader. Probably he was. But it's all Dvorim B'Teilim. And they weren't Yoitzer Mitzvah Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything they said is probably true. But that is not the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Neflois Osu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavisenu B'Mitzrayim. I once heard a maysa. Kid coming home, he goes to a modern school and B'Leil HaSeder. His father asked him, what did they say about Kriyas Yamsuf? What happened? So he said, what happened? The Jews put TNT under the bridge. And they crossed the bridge safely. And when the Egyptians were on top of the bridge, they blew up the bridge and all the Egyptians fell into the river and they drowned. His father is skeptical and he looks at him. Is that what they told you in school? And the boy says, not exactly, but if I'll tell you what they told us, you won't believe me anyway. So Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about Nisim V'Neflois. That is the point, because it's all about the Emunah V'Betochen. It's all about Hashgacha Pratis, and the Ramban explains at the end of Parshas Boy. What is the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim all about? Min ha'nisim ha'gedoylem v'ha'mefrosomim od ha'moideh b'nisim ha'nestorim shehem yesod kol ha'toyra kulo. It's all about believing in Yad Hashem and Hashgacha Pratis, and that is why we need to remember those miraculous events and those supernatural miracles. It's only we should develop emunah and betochel and believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us every day and in all circumstances. And that is what Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. And therefore we must stress Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Neflois. And everybody must feel, little says Atzmai Kilo, who Yotzim Mitzrayim, he was there and he was redeemed. And that is the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is the difference between Schira and Sipper. So let me share a mashal with you. And this is a modern mashal. Don't look for it in the Magid Medumine. Neither Reb Henech Me'Alexander. So the Hasidish equivalent to the Magid Medumine was Reb Henech Me'Alexander. He has beautiful mishalim, similar to the Magid Medumine. But this is a modern mashal. What is the difference between Sipo and Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? You buy a new cell phone or a new telephone. One of the features is speed dial. You just have to press one button and you get 10 numbers on your screen, and with one makash you could call anywhere. But first, getting those numbers into the memory, into the system, is a real pain in the neck. You need to read that manual, and those manuals are the most boring books people ever wrote. And you need to go through the manual and just learn how to get those numbers into the system. And it's really time-consuming and nerve-wracking. But in the long run, it's a time-saver. once you have it in the system, forever and ever, all you need is just to press one button. That is the difference between Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim and Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. B'Leil HaSeder, we need to get it into our system. B'Leil HaSeder, it's an effort, yes. Spend a half a night. Spend all night. Prepare this magnificent night. Because this is the night in which you need to get all those numbers and all those stories into the system and into your memory. And if you did the Seder, as one should do the Seder, all year long, all you need is just to press one button. And you press one button, and all those numbers will come up on your screen. So that is the difference between Leil HaSeder and every other day and night of the entire year. But Leil HaSeder, that is when you need to get this into your system. That is when you need to tell the story with feeling, with passion, with emotion, trying to convey the message. We were there, and it's about us. It's not about distant memories. It's not reminiscing. It's not about nostalgia. We were there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu salvaged us. Who is Eshe Yotze Memitzrayim? Ba'avur Zeh Osmo Hashem Li B'tzeisi Memitzrayim. And once you get it into your system, all year round, there will be no need to go to great length. Push one button, and it'll all come up. V'akol tzarich latzuf v'lalot klapei mala. So Yerotzen, we should take advantage of this magnificent night. And to take advantage of this night, yes, one should prepare. If you have your children over, if you have your enikluch around the table, this has to be a night that's memorable. A night that should be remembered and cherished all year round. So you should take some time to prepare. Take some agadas and prepare. You shouldn't be just confused sitting there, what am I going to say? And you start opening agadas and looking for a vort. Take some time. And the minig, there was a minig Yisrael Shabbos Agadol to go through the Haggadah. So another Kehilah Shabbos Agadol that of darshans, and people don't go through the Haggadah, but one should definitely prepare for Leil HaSeder. And Yerotzen, we should be zoicha. We should be zoicha. Ki yameitzeischem me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu niflois, benisan nigalo, v'menisan asinu nigalo. Kodesh Baruch Hu shetzendosh Moshiach tzedkenu, v'yivna lono beis mikdoshenu v'zofarteinu. And we should be zoicha to the binyan beis hamikdash v'sham noichal min hasavochem v'min hapsochem sheyagi adoma malkiyem mizbechachu. I want to hold you up just one more moment. And this is also a minig yisrael before Pesach to give mois chitin. So I am involved in a kimcha de pischa campaign. And I personally need to raise $25,000 to support big families of Bnei Torah. And this year I have an especial challenge caring for two families, two people that were well-to-do, and they were anshei chesed. And when they had money, they were extremely forthcoming to others. And ledavoin leiv, as we know, galgal achoyza biyolim. These two individuals lost their parnosas, and they are mamish hegiu ad pas lechem. And it's a tragedy for them and for their families, because I'm speaking about two mechubedika people, dignified people, who just not so long ago were on the other side of the spectrum, and they were anshe chesed, and they did a lot of chasodim, and today, to my dismay, they need to receive chesed, and it's extremely stressful for them and for their families. So, if anybody wants to participate in this Kimcha de Pischa campaign, please, you could give your contributions to my dear friend Reb David Lowy that brought me here tonight, or to my dear friend Benny Rosengarten, and whoever wants to take part, it'll be extremely appreciated. And we should always be able to give and give and give. V'yitin v'yasa v'yitin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us shefa and brocha and aslocha and gesunt nachas from our families and be as goyel tzedek, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen. Next week there is no Shia. The coming Shia will be, Be'ez Hashem, the first Sunday after Rosh Chodesh Iyar.